I've spent my 20s in Vegas, just really just living the Vegas life.
Yeah.
And I spend every day like my hair's on fire. I got no hair left because of that. But to your point, it's like all you can do is run as fast as you can, as far away as you can from those negative experiences, because you don't want to get sucked up into that vacuum. And so it's hard to relate that to people, especially like, I got to imagine that helped you start your own firm, mm-hmm. to help you do your own thing, because you're like, you know what? I don't want to be caught up in the juxtaposition of these people that are pulling me to the left, these people that are pulling me to the right. Like, I need to come above that and become somebody that helps connect that.
Yeah. Well, for me, it was getting the most out of my life as I possibly could. Right. And it wasn't always like that. It's super topical right now. I think like the world kind of came to a standstill on Sunday when Kobe passed away.
For
it was
sure.
kind of crazy. Like,
sure.
like the magnitude of what happened. Like, I got the text on my phone. I'm looking around I was at a restaurant. And I looked around and everyone was on their phones or everyone was looking at the TV. Like the world came to a standstill. And again, right, for me, I'm always choosing to look for the positive of things. And mindset, again, is a big piece for me. And I remember thinking, I was like, look, you know, irrespective of what your religious leanings are or what your background is from a standpoint of faith, in my mind, when Kobe met his maker that day, if God were to offer him a do-over on his first 41 years of life, I believe that he would say no.
He right? would do the same thing.
He got everything out of life. Like, he got everything out of it.
My daughter will testify, because we talked about Kobe, and I sent her a text saying he did more in his 41 years than someone twice his age. And it's like, it's not how long you live, it's how well you live for the time that you have.
That's it.
You want to finite amount of time.
You want to get everything out, right? Like, I don't want the do-over. I never want to look back with regret, right? And it's funny, like, you know, a lot of people were like, you know, like saying how impacted they were, you know, by his passing. And I was like, look, man, like, Kobe probably would have looked at you like you were crazy, because
sure.
you're just floating through life. Like, he wouldn't have wanted to kick it with you.
No, for sure.
Right? Like, you have to extrapolate as much of your out of life as you possibly can.
100%.
And so for me, like, I don't want the do-over.
And he lived each day like that.
Day like that.
I was talking to Luis, who's doing the amazing filming for us today and did all the amazing lighting. And we were talking about how Kobe would have, in his passing, he wouldn't want these people like 2, 3, 4, 5 days after the fact mourning him. He'd be like, look, you need to go out there, get the reps, practice, put the work in, right?
Like, because that's how you honor the legacy. Like, go out there.
That's how you create the legacy. He didn't create the legacy because he sat mourning or just kind of like drifting or dwelling on things. He was a doer. He was somebody of action, because he wasn't, and this is funny because I told Luis we were going to talk about Kobe today, but in the Las
Vegas
sense.
I beat you to it.
You did. I'm telling you, you read my notes, dude. But that's not who he was. He was great because he was counterculture to what the NBA was.
Well, you know, you look at it, you know, everybody wants to be Tom Brady on Sundays. Everybody wants to be Kobe on game
days. But they don't see the work they do.
That's it, right? Nobody wants to be Tom Brady eating avocado ice cream or whatever it is that he does and going to bed at 7 and not eating nightshades.
For
or
sure.
Kobe killing himself and shooting jump shots with his left hand when he broke his right wrist. Most people just aren't willing to put in the work. And you
right.
can beat the vast majority of people by simply outworking them.